Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hi there, it's Doug Coy. Who? Well, my name is Doug Coy. My wife's name is Terry. We moved here from Vancouver, Canada. We are actually U.S. citizens, but lived in Canada for a number of years. My wife was in education. She still is. And I was in radio, television, had a primetime television show, had a ministry that lasted for about 10 years of high school assemblies. And we did a lot of, I actually pastored for a while, or some people say pestered. Anyway, that's kind of my background. And we love living in Tennessee. So they asked me to do this little podcast, so let me give it a shot. I want to talk to you about war. Now, this is not a war that's fought with guns and ammunition. This is a war that's fought with words. So how important are words? Words are containers. We don't think in letters like D-O-G. We think in pictures. So if I say the word dog, you get an image of your dog doing whatever your dog's doing on your floor back at home. And so words being containers, they contain faith or fear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the lies of the enemy. So who are you listening to? So in these troubled times, with the political situation the way it is, I mean, it is a circus. People are divided, and it's going to get ugly. Also, the virus. Man, there's a lot of people suffering in so many different ways. So how do we navigate through these troubled times? Well, let me share a story. Years ago, we had a youth center that I was responsible for that I had set up. It had been a dream of mine for many, many, many years. It had a little pizza parlor in front, and we did sandwiches and pizza. And in the back, we had a room that sat about 300 people, and we did live concerts. We did swing dancing, and we had a comedy club. It was fantastic. Young people felt safe going there. They could bring their non-Christian friends. It was set up to just be kind of a safe zone for young people. It was one of the things that I was so proud of. I was on vacation at my folks' house in Oregon when I got word that they had put a lock on the door. I suddenly asked why. They said the bills had not been paid. And I lost it. Went for a walk with my wife, and I am just letting God have it. You ever have a day like that? You ever have a week like that or month? I mean, I just lost it. All of a sudden, fear. You know, are we going to lose the center? Where did the money go? What happened? Why were the bills not paid? Somebody's got to pay for this. I mean, just flooded with all kinds of negativity. I mean, I was letting God have it. My wife looked at me and she said, "Hey, stop. Mighty man of faith." And I looked at her and said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "All I've heard is you complaining. You have not been thanking God for anything. You've just been letting him have it. The Bible says, in everything give thanks. It doesn't say give thanks for everything. But perhaps what we should do right now is stop and start writing down all the things that we're thankful for." And so we did. And that day, God kind of jerked the slack out of me. And I started getting a reset. I started to do what I call a heart transplanter. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I suddenly realized what I was speaking was death, not life. I was speaking my fear instead of my faith. And I realized that out of the tongue can come blessing and cursing. And I was cursing. So there I go. After about 20 minutes of writing all these things down and thanking God, getting into an area of praise, something lifted off me. I found out that the lady who was running the coffee shop had been taking money out of the shop, actually stealing from us, and paying her own bills instead of ours. but also realized that she was a single mom, she was hurting, and she was desperate to take care of her own situation. And all of a sudden, that compassion came over me. I saw things from maybe her perspective and what she was going through. And we went back, we sat down, I forgave her, I shared with some businessmen, and amazingly, somehow, some way, God turned what could have been a really bad situation into a positive. I won't go through the whole story, but I think the thing that changed the most was me, my attitude in the time of a trial. So I don't know what you might be going through. Maybe you're sailing through this time, or maybe there's a lot of challenges. Maybe there's a lot of things happening that you wish weren't happening. But perhaps take some time to write down today the things that you're thankful for, the things that you can spend some time with God thanking Him. And then take a check and say, who am I listening to right now? Who's informing me right now? What's coming out of my heart? I mean, I think we understand that we have a God that loves us. And my wife and I have this thing that we've gone over for years and years and years now. And it's the but God factor. Call unto me, I will answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. It's been a scripture I love. I don't know how God works things out, but I know when we bring Him into the situation, when we bring Him into our troubled waters, He has promised to be with us. And it makes all the difference in the world, believe me. So as we navigate through the troubled waters, maybe today, let's take some time and just give thanks. Give thanks. It really makes all the difference in the world. Have a great day. Thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts with you.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.